hay puerto rico, son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba audience. As we were saying in our last program, during the 1930s, Albizu Campos led various strikes movements taking place in Puerto Rico. Students and professors at what was, at the time, the only campus of the University of Puerto Rico in Río Piedras, responded enthusiastically to the discourse of the nationalist leader. They attended party gatherings in masses, and many joined nationalist boards that were organized all over the country. Although it is true that pro-independence sentiment was to some extent already a tradition among university students, it is from the time of Albizu Campos that, as Juan Antonio Correger would say, the student movement became something more than a flickering light. Indeed, it became a militant force for nationalism and the independence of Puerto Rico. With the heat of this enthusiasm and under nationalist leadership, the National Student Federation, composed of high school and university students, was founded in December 1932. Its basic principles were independence for Puerto Rico and university reform. It advocated the use of the Spanish language as the language of instruction, an intercultural exchange with Latin and Central America. It organized the first national student congresses, and when then law student Francisco Pagan Rodriguez attended the first Latin American student congress in San Jose, Costa Rica, in 1934, the international isolation of the student movement was effectively ended. In March 1931, a National Patriotic Association of Puerto Rican Youth was founded at a national level. It was from this organization that the Cadet Corps, founded shortly afterward by Albizu Campos, as a military formation, would draw its members. The National Student Federation would later play a very important role in the Río Piedras massacre, where the university gates piled with bodies. In 1936, Central High School student Julio Héctor Velázquez Mercado and a member of the Federation, which had led the first university strike in 1933, was sentenced to 6 years in prison together with the nationalists. University Chancellor Carlos Chardón initiated the persecution of the students with a string of expulsions, facilitated by the division created within the core of the strikers as the result of the involvement of Muñoz Marín and his Liberal Party. Those who participated in this strike included Gilberto Concepción de Gracia, Julio Pinto Gandía, Luis Venegas Cortés, Carlos Santana Becerra, and Filiberto Vázquez López, who was expelled. The strike was ended, but the administration failed to achieve its objective, to remove Albizu Campos from his role as a sort of extramural chancellor. As for the Federation, it gained prestige, and from that time on, Albizu Campos' presence on campus became more frequent and notorious. As for the education of young people, Albizu Campos said, A school can serve to build and to destroy. You have to look for the purpose of the teaching. Education must not be an instrument of domination. Education must form educated men and women with a patriotic criterion, not teach them to be servile instruments of the dominant regime.
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you, because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro.